The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio. Consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise Radio.
Welcome to this week's episode of Cruise Radio. My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. If this is your first time tuning in, well, welcome. You can hear our back episodes at cruiseradio.net. Just click on podcast or check us out on iTunes, Stitcher Radio app, or the TuneIn Radio app. Just search Cruise Radio. Every week, we kick the show off with Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy, found at cruiseguy.com. You may have seen him on Good Morning America, NBC, the Travel Channel, Fox, the list goes on. Welcome, Stuart.
Hey, Doug. How's it going?
Good, man. Are you ready for 2014?
Ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get right to it. Carnival dropping their winter cruises from New York City. What's this change all about?
The good news is that Port Miami is going to get another Carnival ship, and essentially that won't be till November of 14 when Carnival Splendor repositions from New York down to Miami, where she'll do Caribbean sailings. There's essentially, I guess, two ways to look at this. One, New York wasn't selling very well, and they wanted to get, they just would, get higher yields out from the ship down in the Caribbean. Or secondly, they're trying to maybe, further their dominance in the market, because as you know, NCL is coming in with Norwegian, their brand new Norwegian Getaway in February.
I was going to say, how many ships are going to be to Miami then? Because you have Norwegian Getaway coming down, and then you have Carnival Splendor coming down later on in 2014. That seems like there's going to be like two dozen ships down there year-round.
Well, it does seem that way, because, add in MSC's Divina, which is another recent new ship, and you've got your Regent and Oceana ships, which are seasonal. Royal is here with right now with just one ship. The others are up in Port Everglades. But I think we're going to see a lot of changes, that are going to be forthcoming. We know Anthem of the Seas will come down in 2015 to Fort Lauderdale after its European run. But more than likely, Oasis and Allure will be split up at that point.
Moving on, Holland America offering free drinks on Europe cruises next summer and fall. Is this free drink deal really that cut and dry?
It's interesting. They essentially rolled out their, I guess it was back in October, where they began offering the packages similar to what, Celebrity and Royal Caribbean and Carnival have been offering, where they have 15, beverages of any kind a day, at $45 per day, per person. With a recent promotion, they're above and beyond. They are following along the lines of what Celebrity with their 1-2-3 promotion is offering, where they're offering their signature beverage package on Holland America, which is going to be good on 2014 sailings, June through December. And it's only going to be good on Ocean View staterooms or higher, and it's only going to be good on their European sailings. And if you don't drink, then depending on your cabin type, they may give you a shipboard credit up to $400 per stateroom.
Looking ahead into 2014, what new ship launches are we going to see?
Well, we're going to see, in the U.S. market, we'll see three. The first one will be NCL's Norwegian Getaway, which they'll take delivery of January 10th. And then she'll make her way over to Europe, to New York from Europe, and then down to Miami, and she'll begin her 7-day Caribbean sailings out of Miami beginning in February. Then we've got the Regal Princess, which is the second of the ships. We had Royal Princess last year. Regal Princess will be this year. She'll be about 142,000 tons, very similar to Royal, with a few minor modifications that they've made. That the promenade will go all the way around, and they're going to install that aft pool, which a lot of people felt strongly that was needed. And then the big ship debut for 2014, without a doubt, is Royal Caribbean's Quantum of the Seas, which you know, comes out in the fall, and then you know, will be based in New York. She is by far the most expensive ship coming out. She'll cost over $1 billion to build. She'll be the second largest ship in the world at 168,000 tons, sailing out of Bayonne, which is you know, in the New York market.
Well, and moving into 2014, how is the cruise industry looking as a whole?
Well, they're certainly in price recovery mode. You know, still dealing with you know, the regular issues. I think 2014, you know, based on what we know right now, is going to be a terrific year. Mm-hmm. Of course, the last 2 years, everyone rolling into the, you know, that the following calendar year would say the same thing, but you know, when these different incidents occurred, there was no way for us to be able to, you know, factor those incidents into the forecast. But based on what we know, 2014 should be very good. It should be great for consumers. A lot of new or increased you know, traffic into certain destinations. I think Asia is going to continue to grow in popularity for U.S.-based passengers, but and also be able to meet higher and or changing demands.
I think in a bad economy too, people may be cutting back, going out to eat one or two times a week, or going to the movies or whatever. But I think people are still going to vacation.
Well, there's no doubt. That's one of the last. Look, they'd rather chop off a finger than lose out on their vacation.
Very good. Well, Stuart, I guess we're going to be saying goodbye to 2013 and moving into 2014 here in a couple days. So it's been great, man, working together in 2013, and looking forward to 14.
It's going to be great, Doug, and always look forward to it.
Happy New Year, man.
You too.
Happy
New Year.
Cruise Radio News, now trending at cruiseradio.net.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. tripinsurance.com.
We always love hearing your cruise reviews. In fact, if you have one, feel free to email comments@cruiseradio.net, and we'll get you on the air to share your cruise vacation. Listener Scott Lara just returned from a 7-night Eastern Caribbean sailing aboard Carnival Dream down in Port Canaveral. So first off, Scott, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Hey, glad to be on the show, Doug. Thanks.
Yeah, man, welcome home. And first off, let's talk about your sailing. What made you pick Carnival Dream?
My wife, Marty, and I have sailed in the Caribbean many times, and we've never been to St. Martin. So we went ahead and chose the Carnival Dream with a great itinerary, which included Nassau, St. Thomas, and St. Martin.
And the Carnival Dream, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, runs Saturday to Saturday from Cape Canaveral. And did you actually catch the ship on a Saturday, or did you do like a park and cruise type thing?
You know, we actually did a great park, sleep, and cruise at the Radisson Resort at the Port in Port Canaveral. I don't know about you. You're single. I'm married. The first thing that my wife looks at when we go to a hotel, is it clean? And the minute we walked in the lobby, it was spotless. The room was incredible. I mean, flat screen TV, had little amenities there, you know, shampoo and so forth. And Doug, I'll tell you, the swimming pool there, I mean, it is incredible with the the waterfall. It's a huge swimming pool, a tiki hut. They got a tennis court there, a nice gym. And I've got to say, the best thing about the hotel, Doug, was the full breakfast.
Very cool. It sounds like you had a pretty nice hotel stay down there. So let's talk about getting to the Carnival Dream. Did the hotel provide transportation, and how was embarkation?
They do provide transportation, Doug. They have 16 shuttles that travel back and forth from the Radisson and several, you know, parking places right there by the Radisson to and from the cruise port. And it worked like clockwork. And you just went to the front desk, you said what time you wanted to go upon check-in, boom, you bring your luggage down, and then, you know, you're off to the races.
So 15 to 20 minutes later, you get on the ship, and what were your first impressions of Carnival Dream?
Oh, man, when you walk into the atrium, it is just awesome. It's like, you know, 11 stories up, the lights. And it's a different flavor because you and I have both been on the Carnival Fascination, and that's old school Carnival, you know, bright,
right,
you know, blitzing, all that stuff. This is different than that, and it's just incredible. And you look up there in the atrium, there's like a little stairway there, and that's where the piano is, and the guy plays piano, and there's a girl singing. You got a bar right there, and that's actually where the Fun Force, those guys that are the break dancers, they performed in that atrium area the last night of the cruise, which was totally off the chain.
Very cool, and so you made it to your stateroom. So first off, what kind of stateroom did you have, and what were your thoughts of it?
Oh, Doug, I tell you, most of the time when my wife and I travel, we get inside cabins just to save on the money.
Sure. Rather
spend the money somewhere else. Well, we had cabin 9215. It's up on the Vista deck, deck 9, very forward on the starboard or right side of the ship, and we had a balcony.
Nice.
And when Marty and I walked in there, I mean, it was beautiful, had a nice sofa that could be converted into a bed. The counter space was off the chain, which made it very easy for Marty's cosmetics and other stuff. And then the balcony was very, very nice. And have, I asked Marty, actually, I said, can you ever go back to an inside cabin again? And she said no, because it's great when you're pulling in and out of port. And we were actually in St. Martin, right next to the Oasis of the Seas. And so here's some folks right there on their balcony, and we're waving goodbye to them as we left port.
I've got to say, once you get that balcony cabin, you never want to go back to an inside cabin, because not only like, you know, pulling in and out of port and seeing all the ships you're docked next to, but just like waking up and having breakfast on the balcony or just having your own private sail away party, there's nothing that can beat that.
The one concern that we did have, though, as you know, Marty's a lung cancer survivor.
Right.
And she was concerned about people to the left or to the right or even below or above smoking, which would kind of ruin your balcony experience. And there's a lot of controversy about that. I mean, the guys in the other cabins, yeah, they paid for their cabins, you know, just like we did. And, you know, they want to go out and smoke. But we were very fortunate. There were not people smoking around us, which made it very enjoyable.
Well, that's good to hear. So you finally make it to the food area. So first off, what were your impressions of the food on Carnival Dream? And if you did any specialty restaurants, tell us about that.
Well, the food on board was really good. You know, you and I compare things, you know, if Holland America or NCL or Celebrity. And I guess, you know, I was trying to compare it to the Carnival Fascination, which we've sailed on many, many times. And the food was very good. They had escargot. They had a Chateaubriand. So the food was good. Talking about specialty restaurants, I've heard a lot about the Chef's Art Steakhouse. Now, it's $35 per person, which is a little bit higher than what Marty and I pay on Holland America Line for the Pinnacle Grill. But we did go ahead and try it out. And we went actually on the first night, and that's kind of a super secret tip that I want to give the listeners, is that if you are going to do a specialty steakhouse, do it on the first night, because most people have traveled long distances, and they're tired. They want to kind of settle in. If you go to the steakhouse or the specialty restaurant on the first night, the service is going to be quick, the food's going to be great, and it kind of just sets the mood for the rest of the cruise. The food was incredible, the service was great, and the ambiance was just off the chain.
So you went to the steakhouse on the first night then?
Yes, we did. Yeah, Chef's Art Steakhouse. And it's, you know, I actually asked John Hild, the senior cruise director and the brand ambassador for Carnival, I asked him on his blog, hey, is it worth the $35? And he said that it, you know, rivals, you know, major steakhouses, you know, Ruth's Chris or Morton's. And it definitely does. It's an experience you really want to take advantage of.
Very cool. So let's talk about the outside areas of the ship, especially during the sea days, like on Lido deck and above, Serenity and such.
Well, you know, Doug, the Carnival Dream has over 3,600 passengers on board. And, you know, it's a big ship, definitely bigger. I mean, you got the Carnival Fascination at, what, 70,000 tons, and you have the Carnival Dream at, like, 130,000. So it's a big ship. And there are certain times of the day that it does feel a little bit crowded, especially after the lifeboat or the muster drill. You know, it's a little bit crowded there at the elevators, everyone trying to get up. But I got to tell you this, Doug, people found out really fast how to negotiate these elevators. What they would do is they'd walk one flight up, and then they would ride the elevator down to the bottom, and then as the elevator's coming back up, they're already on it. So
that's clever.
Well, it was clever, but it's also kind of disappointing because,
right,
you know, they were doing that, and then you're sitting there, whatever, deck three, and you hit the button. Hey, didn't I just see you a minute ago? Yeah, we went up a deck and just wrote it down. So that's how it did not take long for them to figure that out, man. It was like by the first day people had that down. But for the most part, you know, you really didn't feel it. Now, like in the Lido deck, that's something when you go on board the Dream, you really got to kind of walk around there. When you're at the pool area with that big screen TV, you walk in, you got the ice cream machines, and you have a couple stations there. Well, if you walk just a little bit back to the ship or walking aft, there are other areas that are pretty much the same as that first one. So if you just walk a little bit, those lines are going to be a lot less crowded. I will say about the Mongolian Walk, I mean, that was probably one of the most popular places on the Carnival Dream, and those lines were long. The other thing I want to talk about was the pasta bar, and it's kind of like a hidden gem. I mean, you're walking aft, and there's a sign on the wall, and if you just walk by it, you wouldn't notice it. But you walk up a flight of steps, or you could take the elevator, and Doug, this pasta bar, you get like a little prescription pad, and you just check which items you want, what kind of spaghetti or whatever you want, or if you want the lasagna. And then they come to your table, they get your order. Then, I mean, within 5-7 minutes, they bring your order right to your table. And Marty and I really enjoyed the pasta bar.
Very cool. And Carnival Dream has like a mini Fun Ship 2.0 makeover. So it has like the Red Frog Rum Bar. Is that correct? Are there any other specialty venues that were added on there for Fun Ship 2.0?
Oh, yeah. You know these two venues, the Red Frog and the Blue Iguana.
Yeah.
I mean, you got one on the port side, one on the starboard side, one smoking, one's non-smoking because of the size of the ship. And so, yeah, they were great places to kind of hang out and have a specialty drink. And, Doug, I've got to tell you, you know, we're here in Jacksonville, Florida. Thursday night, we're walking on the deck, and we look up at the Jumbotron on the deck, and there are our Jacksonville Jaguars playing. We're out at sea.
Yeah.
And how cool was that to be able to sit? And they won.
Yeah, we did win.
More incredible. And they won.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was neat. And, you know, they played all these old TV shows like I Love Lucy and Happy Days and MASH. So that big screen TV, at first I didn't think it was going to be all that in a bag of chips, but definitely it is. And we did go with some friends of ours with their grandkids. The Carnival Waterworks is incredible. I mean, you got a couple of these slides, and it's really incredible. And then just forward, because on the Carnival Fascination, the Serenity adults-only area is in the back of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
On the Carnival Dream, it's actually forward.
Right.
So just forward of the Waterworks is a two-story Serenity area. And what's so nice about it is that you're not hearing that overhead music like you do on the Lido deck or even on the
right
back aft, you know, the back aft pool. It is totally music-free. They've got hammocks up there. They've got hot tubs up there. They got a bar up there, and they have, like, a towel station. So, you know, if you are an adult and you want to get away from the kids, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, the Serenity area is a 20. I think it's just very well planned out.
Let's talk about the entertainment on board. How is that?
You know, even Marty was talking about the entertainment. It really was good. You know, they got these Broadway production shows that have recently come on board the Carnival ships, and, you know, it was great. The one thing is these Fun Force guys, and you've seen them. They're like break dancers. They spin on their heads. They do all these incredible things that you and I can't do.
Right.
And they were just, you know, they were in one of the shows, and then, of course, as I said, they were in the atrium the last night. So please do not miss those Fun Force guys. They're so cool. They'll talk to you. They'll take pictures with you. And the entertainment was just was really great.
One of those Fun Force guys was a dancer for Michael Jackson. Did you know that?
Get out.
Yeah.
No, I did not know
that. I don't know if he's still on the ship or not, but a couple of years ago when I was on the ship, he was a dancer, and he showed us all kind of cool pictures on his phone. So I was like, oh, wow, you really were a dancer for him. How about any of the Playlist production shows? What'd you think?
I thought they were all great. There was one like like schoolhouse, girls in the schoolhouse outfits and all that, and there's a cowboy one. So definitely go to the shows, and you'll have a blast.
Yeah, those Playlist production shows are pretty cool. It's carnivals, revamped Broadway shows. That's what we're talking about here. How about the ports for your Eastern Caribbean itinerary? Which ports did you hit?
Well, we hit Nassau, and Nassau is Nassau. Just got off the ship, walked around. The next port was St. Thomas. Mm-hmm. After St. Thomas, we hit St. Martin. Now, I haven't been to St. Martin in probably 20 years. I was there when I was in the Navy. But St. Martin, I'll tell you, the cruise port, you get off the ship, and it is so nice. It's so clean. There's little stores there where you can buy, sundry stuff,
Yeah.
And we took a tour, and it was about a 4.5-hour tour around the island. Went to the French side, the Dutch side. I had a couple stops, and then we stopped at a beach. But I will tell you about this. I think it's called Keiko Beach. Marty and I walk out to the beach, and there's all these deck chairs, all these chairs on the beach and little tables. Wow, this is great. Throw our towels down. It wasn't 15 seconds until some guy walked up. It'll be $20, sir. Like, $20? And so I said, well, thank you. Hey, nice to see you. So, of course, then Marty says, hey, I'm hungry. It's lunchtime. It's like, okay. And there's a very nice 5-star restaurant right there on the beach. Now, I will advise your listeners, please take cash with you, because I had my debit card, and Marty had like a $30 chicken salad with a couple Diet Cokes, and I gave him my debit card, and the guy came back and said, sir, I can't put the tip on, with your debit card, I need cash. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't, you know how it is out there. You don't want to carry a lot of cash,
sure,
jewelry, all that stuff. I said, hey, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash. And this guy, French, and he says, yep, typical Americans, you guys don't care. Yeah, we've heard this before. And he kind of stormed off, which, was kind of rude, but, it's all good.
Yeah, I've experienced not being allowed to put the tip on the credit card in some foreign countries, too. It actually kind of sucks. So you get back to Port Canaveral. So let's just talk about disembarkation and your final thoughts of Carnival Dream.
If you're looking for a family-friendly cruise, Carnival Dream is really the ticket for you, because it's a big ship. There's lots of things to do for lots of different people. If you have the adults, you're in the Serenity area. If you're the kids, you can ride the water slides. They got the kids clubs, for the little kids. I got to say that one of my favorite parts of the Carnival Dream was the Punchliner Comedy Club presented by George Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
They had some great funny guys, and they have the family time, and then they have the adult time. And so when you go to the family, it's really funny. These are hand-picked guys by George Lopez. And it was really, man, just had you laughing the rest of the night.
And before we hop here, Scott, any first-time tips for the listeners?
First-time tips, oh gosh. If you're a soda drinker, just go ahead and grab some Diet Coke, Coke, Dr. Pepper, whatever. Put them in copy paper boxes, tape them up, put your baggage tag on it. Now, they will probably open it on board the ship before they deliver it to your room, because they want to make sure it's not alcohol. But if you want to save some money, that's great. As I mentioned before about the bottled water, if you like Dasani, Zephyr Hills, or even those monster drinks or whatever, pack those things ahead of time, and you'll save some money.
Very cool. Listener Scott Lara, thank you so much for spending some time with us this evening on Cruise Radio.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for checking out this week's episode of Cruise Radio. Don't forget, we have a Cruise Radio Live app found both in the iTunes and Android markets, so download that. And if you like the show, feel free to go to cruiseradio.net/iTunes and give us a review. From the tripinsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Doug Parker, and this is Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.